Why earning more isn't making South Africans wealthier? Howard Fries, certified financial planner at Old Mutual Personal Finance. South Africans are missing a critical opportunity to improve their financial futures, not because they are not earning more, but because they are choosing to spend more instead of saving more. This is the warning from Howard Fries, certified financial planner at Old Mutual Personal Finance, who says that instant gratification remains one of the biggest barriers to building long-term financial security. Many people assume that earning more will automatically improve their financial position, but in reality, what we're seeing is that higher income often leads to higher spending, not higher saving, says Fries. Fries explains that salary increases, bonuses, and promotions are often treated as opportunities for immediate reward rather than investment for long-term financial security. There is a strong behavioral tendency to reward yourself when your income increases, upgrading your car, your lifestyle, or your daily spending. While that may feel justified, it often comes at the expense of your financial future, Fries warns further. This pattern, commonly referred to as lifestyle inflation, means that even financially aware individuals and families can find themselves stuck, where they are earning more, but not moving forward. Instant gratification is one of the biggest reasons people miss the opportunity to strengthen their financial position, Fries says. Instead of using additional income to improve their long-term outcomes, many people absorb it into short-term consumption, and that is where the risk is. The consequences can be significant. As individuals take on larger and longer financial commitments, such as vehicle purchases, their fixed costs increase. This reduces one's financial flexibility and leaves them more vulnerable to unexpected expenses, Fries says. When something goes wrong, whether it's a car repair, a medical expense, or another emergency, people often don't have savings to fall back on, and therefore the result is that they must rely on credit or short-term loans to finance that emergency, which can create a never-ending cycle of debt, adds Fries. According to Fries, this phenomenon is particularly dangerous because it creates the illusion of progress. You may feel like you're moving forward because you're earning more and acquiring more, but if your savings are not improving, your financial position isn't either. He emphasizes that the real opportunity lies in how additional income can be used strategically. An increase in income should be a turning point, an opportunity to accelerate savings, reduce debt, and strengthen your financial foundation. But that requires discipline and a shift in mindset, he says. Fries further notes that many South Africans underestimate the long-term impact of small financial decisions. It's not always the big expenses that derail financial progress. It's also the accumulation of small, everyday spending that gradually erodes the ability to save. The solution, he says, is not to eliminate enjoyment, but to create a healthy balance. You should absolutely enjoy the results of your hard work, but not at the cost of your future, he says. He adds, however, that structure and guidance play an important role in achieving this balance. Working with a financial advisor can help you create a clear plan, set realistic goals, and ensure that income increases translate into meaningful financial progress over time. Ultimately, Fries warns, the opportunity cost of instant gratification is often overlooked. Every time additional income is spent instead of saved or invested, it represents a missed opportunity to improve your financial future. Over time, those missed opportunities add up, and before you know it, the gap can be difficult to close. Ends. Author at Howard Fries, Old Mutual Personal Finance Plus posts bio share on your socials.